This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head into Alberta to catch up with community reporter J.R. Bjornsson, who's here with the latest from Red Deer, Alberta. Hey, good morning, J.R. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I am good. It's always good to see you. I see you at least 12 times a year, so it's good that we're on track. I'm feeling the lovely sleepiness of the turkey. We had turkey yesterday. It was yummy. Had all the fixings.
Yeah, the old tryptophan. The old tryptophan doing its wonders on the Bjornsson family. Speaking of the family, you guys took a road trip down to Drumheller, Alberta, the heart of the Canadian Badlands, a.k.a. the dinosaur capital of the world. So, Jay, you checked out the attraction, the world's biggest dinosaur. How was the visit, and what did you think of your experience?
The visit went overall really great, but one thing I learned, Dave, is I was not the only Albertan thinking of checking out Drumheller. When we arrived, it was loaded. Everybody was there. We were outside, but because of our current Alberta state of emergency in the health sector, I kept my mask on even though we were outdoors. And the sad part, though, is we made it to the dinosaur, but we could not go into the world's largest T-Rex because it was over capacity. So we actually got turned away, but we were able to walk around because Drumheller is the dinosaur capital of the world. So we were able to look at various different dinosaurs. My favorite dinosaur, by the way, is, I think it's the, is it Apatosaurus? The vegetarian dinosaur. That's my favorite because I just don't think it would harm a fly. Who knows though? I'm just going on its non-meat eating ways.
the Apatosaurus. I'm not familiar with the Apatosaurus. Is that one of like the long neck guys, or is he?
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. Long necks. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite dinosaur is also a long neck dinosaur. I like the Diplodocus, or as our friends in Europe call them, the Diplodocus.
But the Diplodocus.
I think Diplodocus sounds better. But yeah, the long necks with long tails, vegetarians. That's my kind of dinosaur as well. So JR, you actually sent us a picture of this large T-Rex, this giant dinosaur, yellow and green, almost 86 feet tall, 65 tons, also 4.5 times bigger than the real T-Rex. So not an actual real T-Rex, but still nice to have. Yeah, JR, I've never been to Drumheller, but it's on my list of things that I would like to do in Canada because I'm a little bit of a dinosaur nut. I love me some dinosaurs, and I hear it is a ton of fun.
I think I first fell in love with dinosaurs when I was a kid in the 1990s with the Land Before Time series. That's when I actually loved it, you know? Yeah, I think Littlefoot was my favorite dinosaur. I think they've made, what, 15 movies, something like that?
Yeah, you can learn more. I think I've only seen the first.
Yeah, world's largest dinosaur. .com if you want to learn more about Drumheller. Mm-hmm. And you can check out our blog post for the phone number and address on how to get there.
Excellent. worldslargestdinosaur.com. Hey, let's jump into something else here, JR. Last week was Fire Prevention Week in Red Deer. Now, of course, we know that fires have been an ongoing concern in Western Canada and parts of Northern Ontario all summer. What tips did you learn during Fire Prevention Week?
Well, last week, it was Fire Prevention Week here in Red Deer, and as you said, across Canada. I did not know all the certain things, right? I just assumed the fire alarms, smoke, carbon monoxide detectors, all that. I always thought they were just taking care of themselves. But did you know dust or dirt can also cause a false alarm? So it's always recommended to keep those guys clean. Change out the batteries every year. I always thought every 10 years, but turns out I got the 10-year fact from you should actually change your alarm entirely.
Yes.
Every 10 years. And yeah, learn the sounds of your alarm. Every fire alarm, every carbon monoxide alarm has a test button. You can find that in your manual or a simple Google search if you have a rough idea what your alarm is called. Or you can do what I do these days and just take a picture, submit it to Google, and they'll tell you what kind of alarm you have.
Yeah, let the people crowdsource it a little bit. Let the AI robots figure it out. So JR, as a result of this Fire Prevention Week, you said you learned some more stuff. So what kind of measures did you take in the Bjornsson household after learning these new things?
Well, we actually did a fire drill where we pretended there was a fire, and then we got out. Fortunately, my house has two exits, which are really good, the front door and or the back door. And we are still trying to get the kids to learn what the noises are, because I remember this NBC report a few years ago that kids can actually sleep through a fire alarm. They don't really pick it up like we do. So it's always good to get your alarms tested, show your kids what they sound, what those alarms sound like. And yeah, you know what? We often think the only time you need to learn about a fire drill is when you grow up in school. But in reality, you still should get that knowledge reinstalled into you as an adult.
Yeah, definitely worth knowing. I actually had no idea about the expiring smoke detectors and fire alarms at all until the two smoke alarms in my apartment started going off like crazy in January. Turns out as they're approaching expiry time, they will just chirp at you relentlessly until you change them, which was a bit concerning and alarming. No pun intended. JR, let's jump over to the world of fundraising, because these kinds of community events are coming back, and the Alberta and Sports Recreation Association for the Blind is going to be hosting another edition of the Sight Night event in Red Deer. So what's cracking with this event? What's going on?
All right. So originally I was going to talk about the Edmonton Sight Night, but I was reminded that they actually went virtual this year, Dave, the awesome people in Edmonton. This is probably because Edmonton is a higher populace than good old Red Deer. Red Deer, we have 100,000. Edmonton has, what, a million more than that. And so fortunately for Red Deer Sight Night, run by the Running Room here in Red Deer, and funds are going to ASRAP, we are still going to go on in person. In fact, I might even show up in my bullseye blind hockey jersey, because I do play blind hockey with ASRAP. And so I'm going to be there. It's going to be fun. I'll have my camera with me so I can do some fun promotions for my YouTube channel, which is just JR Bjarnson on YouTube. And it's going to be exciting. You can run, walk, or just show up. And it's just, it's for a great cause, because I really enjoy ASRAP. You know, ASRAP is my therapy. If I'm not playing blind hockey with ASRAP, I'm playing goalball with ASRAP. And both are highly therapeutic. And just recommend, if you're in Alberta like I am, check out ASRAP online. And yeah, by next year, you'll be wanting to come out to the site night as well, when you realize how therapeutic these activities are. Plus, it's time for all of us people who are visually impaired to get together in a very big world. Sometimes it feels like you're alone, but when you have companies, or when you have nonprofits like ASRAP, you're not alone, and it's just a wonderful family.
Yeah, October 16th is the night of the event on this one. And JR, it sounds like a good night. Why? Because any excuse to wear track pants or a track suit in public sounds good to me.
Yeah. Definitely.
Hey, JR, thanks for dropping by today, my friend. Always nice to catch up. Have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
I look forward to it.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.